Okay, so my name is Charlotte, and I graduated from high school in Germany in 2014. I wasn't 18 yet at that time and didn't really know where I wanted to go to school or what program I wanted to apply for. So I decided to take a gap year and went to Italy instead, where I then worked for TUI, which is a German tourism company. They had just bought an entire medieval village in Tuscany and were slowly turning it into a luxury tourist resort. So I had a few different jobs. I was working as a receptionist, translator, lifeguard. I was waitressing and bartending a lot. And then at some point, I was also a guest relations associate. So it was just a mixture of different jobs. And it was, it, I had just gone through like a pretty stressful time, preparation for A levels, and everybody had these very high expectations. You had to figure out the next move and just decide where you wanted to go with your life. So it kind of felt like holiday just being in Tuscany, which is a very popular holiday destination. And even though we were all working a lot, we had like 10 to 12-hour days pretty often, because tourism is just a very stressful industry, I guess. But it didn't feel stressful. It was, I got along with my colleagues really well, and yeah, just decided after one season that I was going to go back and stay there for another season, and I actually kept coming back for the next 4 years every summer. So yeah, I was hanging out a lot with the people, and then noticed that it was people my age or maybe a little older, but they had completely different outlooks on life. So when I was working with the lifeguards, for example, those were guys in their 20s. One of them went to college and then dropped out after a semester, and the others didn't even consider going to college, but they were just being lifeguards for the summer, and then they knew they would be unemployed after the season, so starting in September, but they somehow didn't seem to care. I don't know if it's something I could generalize, but they were just really, they just believed that somehow they would get by or find something else for the winter and then be able to come back next year or next season. And I found that very surprising because I would have long gone crazy not knowing where I would get my money from and, like just where I would be in the next few months. And I would have also like suffered from some internal guilt of wasting time or of just being unproductive and
Do you
inactive.
think that's kind of a German sentiment too?
Yes, I think that's just part of my German nature. I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like the German society somewhat like conditioned me to always have a plan and to always figure out stuff early. And people just value pragmatism a lot, are so organized, everybody lives by the rules and are straightforward and just appreciate structure and organization. And then I had this huge contrast right after this very stressful time in my life. And the Italians that I met just appeared super easygoing and just genuinely enjoying their lives, which I kind of admired. I was like surprised and I was impressed. I thought that was very different, but it was something that I really liked also just being around, even if it wasn't me. And there's this famous phrase, La bella vita, and it just really seemed to be lived by the people that I met. So most of the people I was working with had actually really simple lives. So they were waitressing or bartending or just doing other seasonal jobs. Some had never left the country or moved at all. They were still living with their parents, many of them, and they just stayed in their original communities. But yeah, they just enjoyed that. So it's something like a huge difference that I noticed.
Did you adopt that attitude and typical Italian way of thinking in a way or to any extent?
Well, I guess like I can't really forget who I am and just like abandon my own nature or culture. So I couldn't adapt 100%. And actually, people were making fun of me and like all the Germans trying to be efficient and like getting stuff done quickly. And yeah, I was actually they actually called me La Tedesca, the German, for a really long time, just because I was always like, I think we can do this faster. And like this customer service sucks. Like we should make be more efficient and. But yeah, I mean, it was just like, it was really just them making fun of me. And I started laughing about myself too then. But I actually enjoyed, they didn't have any high expectations. They weren't asking me, so what are you going to do when you go back? They actually asked me, why don't you just stay? If you like it here, you can, just work with us forever. And then I didn't really know how to explain to them, well, like, this is not really how I imagine my life. And I kind of want to go somewhere, but I couldn't really say that without offending them. So it was, I just like appreciated them like welcoming me so much and just trying to like, have this relaxed attitude rub off on me. And I did start to worry less, and I guess now where I'm at a similar point in my life, I'm graduating from college now, so I need to figure out again where I'm going next, and I'm not as stressed before because I know that wherever I go or whatever I do, whatever decision I make, I'm going to be happy, or at some point, like, I'm going to make a good decision for myself. So I guess, like, that is something that I adopted. And then also, I guess I respond differently to expectations now, just because I know, like, my parents may have high expectations, but other parents don't have these expectations for their children. And even though, you know, I'm still ambitious and I still have my goals, I also just see what I really want to do and where I want to go. And then, yeah, I'm a little more relaxed with that, I guess.
Did your experience in Italy change the way you feel at all about your hometown and Germany?
I think that Germans and Americans too, actually, because I guess our cultures are a little more similar, that we can learn a lot from Italians, at least the Italians I met. Like, everybody should remember to slow down every now and then to appreciate the little things. I think you would just live a more happy, like, a happier life if we wouldn't stress as much, and if we would take time for ourselves sometimes and just focus on enjoying life instead of, like, making the most of it or getting the best all the time or just planning so much. Because, like, yeah, I think there's value in just appreciating the little things sometimes. I did also start to appreciate certain German things, like the efficiency, like, you know, our economy works, and our government is less messed up, there's less confusion, and public administration works better, it's all a little less messy. So I appreciate that more now. But when it comes to just attitude toward life, I guess I kind of admire the Italians, and I wish that some, like, more Germans would think a little more like them.
So the systematic way of German living is more efficient, but maybe not as, I don't know, rewarding as kind of taking a step back every once in a while.
Yes, and it's weird because people know how life, like, in the South is, and they go there for holiday, but then they come back to their structured, stressful lives, and I feel like they should just take some of this holiday and bring it back to Germany with them. I feel like that would make life a lot easier sometimes.